Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Good morning, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So last year, an urban farming company called Gotham Greens opened the world's largest rooftop farm in Chicago. Now located in the historic Pullman area on Chicago's south side, the farm is the company's fourth greenhouse facility and its first outside of New York. The 75,000 square foot farm is located on top of a method manufacturing facility and is powered completely by renewable energy. The farm employs more than 50 people and is producing about 10 million crops of local premium quality, pesticide-free leafy greens and herbs. The produce is available in select markets around the Chicago area, including Whole Foods, Peapod, Treasure Island, and others. The company has also partnered with local institutions such as the Greater Chicago Food Depository, the Greater Roseland West Pullman Food Network, Pilot Light, and much more. And joining us to talk about the vision and future of this groundbreaking company is the co-founder and CEO of Gotham Greens, and that's Viraj Puri. Good morning, Viraj.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am excellent. We were just talking a little bit beforehand that weather's a little bit more comfortable in Brooklyn today, and you're a guy that obviously keeps on top of the weather since you're in the farming business.
Absolutely. Farmers, indeed. We look at the Farmer's Almanac every year, and we look at the weather every year. But that being said, the type of agriculture that we practice is known as controlled environment agriculture. So as the name implies, we control the environment in our greenhouse facilities to create the optimal growing conditions for the crop. So we're largely insulated against what's going on outside. And that's really what's brilliant about our model is, regardless of very cold conditions or very warm conditions or drought conditions, we're basically insulated against all of that, given that we control the environment in our greenhouses. That being said, we still pay attention to the weather.
Absolutely. No, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Now, congratulations, first of all, on your new venture here in the Pullman neighborhood. In your own words, you know, what is Gotham Greens and what propelled you to launch this company 7 years ago?
Gotham Greens is a worldwide pioneer in the field of commercial scale urban agriculture. And we're a leading provider of hyper local, premium quality greenhouse grown vegetables and herbs. And consumers increasingly are caring about how their food is produced, where it's produced, and who is producing it. For too many years, our agricultural system has turned into very large-scale commodity agribusiness with not a lot of regard for production, workers, the environment, and the supply chain. So what we're trying to do is bring commercial-scale agribusiness in and around large metropolitan markets, serve those markets with farm fresh produce 365 days of the year. We're trying to address the ecological and public health concerns surrounding conventional agriculture, high resource use, long distance food transportation, and food safety. Increasingly, there's more and more incidences of food-related illnesses mm-hmm. coming from salmonella and E. coli. Yep. And a lot of that happens by having a very long and fragmented supply chain. By producing locally in such close proximity to the market, we're able to disrupt that conventional supply chain and grow that safe farm fresh produce right there within a couple of hours away from when that produce is going to be served. So for instance, we harvest daily in the morning and that product makes it onto a supermarket shelf or a restaurant plate that very same day.
Which is not the standard really anywhere in any grocery chain across America. I mean, this is pretty groundbreaking.
That's right. And most of the produce that we consume in cities like New York and Chicago, across the Midwest and the East Coast, comes from California or Mexico or places in Central America. In some cases, culinary herbs are grown in greenhouses in Israel, places that far away, and then are flown to the United States. So obviously there's a huge sort of environmental impact of shipping that produce over such long distances, but also we're sacrificing nutrition, flavor, and quality. I mean, things like leafy greens, tomatoes, herbs are highly perishable products that break down during long-distance transportation. If something is a week old by the time it reaches the supermarket, And then by the time you purchase it and take it home, it's only going to last in your fridge or on your counter for 3 or 4 days. And it results in more food waste, which is a major problem. So absolutely, we believe what we're doing is groundbreaking. And I think also what's really fun about this is we're demonstrating that this can be done successfully on a commercial scale. Urban agriculture has been around for a long time. There's a lot of really great benefits of urban agriculture, educational benefits, community development benefits, adaptive, innovative reuse of urban space. So urban agriculture is not a new concept, but doing it on a sort of a larger commercial scale and working with large retailers and institutional food customers and restaurant groups, demonstrating that we can do this profitably in a financially viable way.
Well, and you're doing this on a very large scale. The Chicago location is not only the largest greenhouse in your company, but in Chicago, but in the world, right?
That's right. It's not the largest greenhouse in the world, but it's the largest sort of urban rooftop integrated vertical farming type facility of its kind in the world. So we're starting to see more and more vertical farming projects, urban agriculture projects in cities around the world, including the United States, of course. But what we're doing here in Chicago is probably the most advanced and largest. So it does represent a very exciting time in our company's evolution.
Now, one of the benefits of growing food this way is you get more crops per acre when you're doing it in this type of environment.
That's right, almost 20 times more. So as I mentioned earlier, we are controlling the environment in the greenhouse, so we really have the optimal growing conditions for the crops. They're very spoiled, they're very coddled. We give them exactly the temperature that they need, exactly the light level, exactly the nutrition. And that makes for a happy, healthy plant, and they grow a lot faster. And on top of that, we use sort of advanced hydroponic growing techniques that ensures that the plant is getting the precise amount of nutrition. And it allows us to really turn those crops very often in our greenhouse facility. So, for instance, out in the field using more conventional agriculture, say we were in Illinois, in Chicago, or the greater Midwest region, given the climate and given the geography, one would be lucky to get 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 crop turns per year, 4 harvests per year, if you will. Now, growing in our controlled environment agriculture greenhouses using a lot of proprietary methods and technologically advanced computer control systems, we're able to get about 24, 25 crop turns per year.
Wow.
At the very least. So in that sort of 2-acre greenhouse facility that we have in Pullman on the south side of Chicago, we're producing the yield equivalent to a 50 or 60 acre farm.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And with the space too, you're using a heck of a lot less water than you would typically use on a farm.
That's right, Dave. We recycle all of our irrigation water for reuse. So we capture it and recycle it, which allows us to use about 10 times less water than conventional farming. And clearly in the Midwest, water is not a very scarce commodity. But that being said, it still is a natural resource. We want to be using it efficiently. And as we are facing this persistent extreme drought in California, which is really our nation's breadbasket, especially for fresh produce and agricultural products, we believe that this form of farming that uses water a lot more efficiently will have a greater role to play.
So what are you growing in the Chicago facility, Viraj?
So Gotham Greens' Chicago greenhouse primarily focuses on leafy greens, lettuces, and herbs. So we grow about 20 different types of lettuces and leafy greens, ranging from butter lettuce to green leaf lettuce to oak leaf varieties. We also grow arugula, baby kale, culinary herbs like fresh basil, which is very popular. So our facility really focuses on the leafy greens and herbs and salads.
And what are you growing in your other facilities across the country?
Similar products. One of our New York facilities also grows tomatoes. The types of crops that are best suited to this controlled environment, agriculture, greenhouse growing, tend to be leafy greens, vine crops like tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, eggplant, squash, strawberries. So while this is certainly an amazing way to farm, very technologically advanced, very high yield, it is limited to certain types of highly perishable food products. It's it's not very well suited to other agricultural staples like grains or things like wheat, rice, or root vegetables or fruit trees. So it certainly has a very important role to play in our agricultural system, but it is also not the silver bullet answer to all types of farming. So it's a very nice complement to sort of existing regional and national food sheds and food systems, but it has a particularly great role to play in urban areas.
Well, it's very cool, too, as you said before, you know, most vegetables and herbs are shipped from thousands of miles away. And here we are in the frigid part of the winter here in Chicago. And I love that we're getting, fresh fruits year round.
Harvested every day, 365 days of the year. So just this morning, we probably packed up hundreds and hundreds of boxes of fresh produce. And it's now available in supermarkets across Chicagoland. In restaurants across Chicagoland, food service providers. So we're very, very excited about Chicago. And Chicago is a great food town. It's got a rich food history. Increasingly, there's a lot of culinary innovation coming out of Chicago, cutting-edge restaurants, artisanal producers, and food and beverage. And it's an exciting time to bring our business to Chicago.
I love it. Whole Foods, Peapod, Treasure Island, Sunset Foods, Plum Market, Target, among others that you can find. Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll talk about how Gotham Greens is helping our community in partnerships with the Greater Food Depository and more next on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN, and we're talking to Viraj Puri, co-founder and CEO of Gotham Greens, worldwide pioneer in the field of urban agriculture and a leading regional producer of hyper-local, premium-quality, greenhouse-grown vegetables and herbs right here in Chicago's Pullman neighborhood. So of the 10 million heads of lettuce and other greens that the greenhouse expects to grow in 2016, between 5,000 and 10,000 of those heads are going to be donated to the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
That's right, at least, if not more, and to other community partners. While we certainly are a for-profit enterprise and our mandate is to sell those products that we grow in retail and restaurant and food service channels, that being said, part of our company's DNA is to also try to address, through our community partners, some of the issues of food insecurity that face a lot of the inner city communities in New York City and Chicago specifically. So we've partnered with the Greater Chicago Food Depository and other community groups that help to gather produce either through donations or through food rescue and donate those to those in need.
And you're generally people don't donate fresh vegetables and herbs and stuff because, right, it's most of the stuff is shipped weeks in advance. And so there's obviously a spoilage rate and so forth. So you don't see a lot of those fresh goods. I'm sure there's a lot of canned goods donated and a lot of dry goods. But this gives the Food Depository and others a little bit of a bigger reach for some fresh produce that they never get.
That's absolutely right. And a lot of the urban communities, economically underdeveloped communities, also have very high incidences of diet-related diseases that are tied back to sort of access to fresh, healthy produce. Things like diabetes, obesity, there's a clear correlation there. So in a very small way, Gotham Greens wants to be helping to contribute and address those issues. In addition to food donation, we also work with schools and community groups to help teach students some of the pedagogical values and the teaching opportunities that come with fresh food and gardening and nutrition and science. So we donate seedlings out of our greenhouse to support school gardens in classroom farms or outdoor farms, as well as bring in students for field trips. So we believe a lot of urban agriculture, the benefits of urban agriculture can help connect students and adults alike to a healthier food shed and help them improve their diets and want them to eat fresh vegetables, given the quality and the taste and just being connected to them.
Very cool. And I know, being where you're located, is contributing to the economic revitalization of the historic Pullman Park District. You're on top of Method's factory. And Method, it's a product that my wife uses. We try to do as much of that type of product as we can, a little more organic, a little more natural products. But this is like the soap and so forth you see at Target. It's actually the building that you're in is one of the world's first LEED Platinum certified manufacturing plants in the industry, which means it's kind of ecologically correct the way it's being built. So it's kind of cool that you chose this location to do something like this at.
Absolutely. Method is a very pioneering company in their field. They're industry leaders in producing ecologically friendly, non-toxic cleaning products and soaps. And they're a company just ahead of its time in terms of values. You know, even though they're in the business of manufacturing soap, nothing to do with fresh produce, they really like the idea of incorporating some sort of food production, sustainable food production, and helping to generate even more jobs in the Pullman area. So we got together a couple of years ago. They had these plans to build this LEED Platinum state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, and they were obviously impressed with the work that we had done in New York in co-locating our greenhouse facilities into interesting development projects. And the rest is history. So we have a great partnership with Method. They own and operate their manufacturing plant. We own and operate the greenhouse. So we're sort of co-located on the same site. And it just allows two different manufacturing companies to be producing environmentally sustainable, ethical products for the Chicagoland area and produce a tremendous amount of jobs. I think there's over 200 jobs that have been created just in that facility. 50 of those are in our greenhouse. And many of those are residents from the Pullman community, and that's something that we're extremely proud of.
That's very cool. And I have to imagine that New York and Chicago are just the beginning.
That is right. We believe this form of agriculture has a great role to play in many cities across the country. Chicago represents our first expansion outside of New York, and now we are actively developing projects in other cities as well to bring Gotham Greens's local produce to many cities across the country.
Very cool. Well, for more information on Gotham Greens and where to find their products all over Chicagoland, including the freshest produce in the middle of the harshest winters, visit GothamGreens.com. Thank you so much, Faraj, for sharing this journey with us, and good luck on your expansion in the future.
Thank you very much, Dave. My pleasure.
All right. Dave Schwann joins me for This Week in History, coming up next on 720 WGN.